Bibi concentrated on the sound of her breathing and the rhythm of her feet as she ran along the road. She did 3 miles each morning before breakfast. Then she showered, dressed, and was at her office by 9. She ran not just for the physical exercise, but to clear her head. It was a time for solving problems, a time for making decisions. Her body was as trim and firm as it had been when she was 20, but she felt better now. She supposed one day she would have to face growing old, the way her mother was facing it now, but it seemed very far away. She breathed deeply, reminding herself not to gulp air. Sometimes she gulped and became bloated. She checked her watch as she rounded the corner. She'd gone 2:18:04. Not bad, Bibi, she told herself. She hadn't always been called Bibi. She'd been named Francine Eloise Brady by her Jewish mother and her Irish father in Miami in 1940. All her life, she had been Francie to her family and friends, and Francine to everyone else. Then she married Andrew and had taken his name, Broder. She thought she would be married for the rest of her life, but in 12 years, it was over. She left Miami a month before the divorce was final. She left with Sarah, who was 6 years old, with 2 suitcases, and with $32,000 in cash, which she had earned selling real estate. She left in the Buick at 4 a.m. and drove west, away from Florida, away from the ocean, away from reminders that she'd once had another life. A life she could not get back. She headed for Colorado, because the year before she had seen an article in Architectural Digest about restored Victorian homes in Boulder. She remembered the color of the sky and the snow-capped mountains in the distance, which seemed as far from anything she had known as possible. When she arrived, she checked into the Boulderado Hotel, and 2 days later, she bought her own small Victorian house on Highland. A week after that, she went to work for the agency through whom she'd bought the house. And after a year, she had opened her own agency, Francine Brady Broder, Elegant Homes. People around town began to call her Bibi because of her double last names. She didn't mind. She thought it had a snappy sound to it. She ran up her driveway and paused at the car, checking her pulse. Lucy came up to her and licked her legs. Bibi patted Lucy on the head, then went inside to the kitchen. "Hi, Mom. Table's all set," Sarah said. "Did you have a good run?"
"Yes, I could have kept going. I didn't even feel tired."
"Did you know that female athletes sometimes have trouble getting pregnant?"
"Really?"
Bibi said, washing her hands at the kitchen sink. "Yes," Sarah said, popping an English muffin into the toaster. "I read about it. They get too thin and their periods stop. All that exercise isn't good for their reproductive organs." Sarah drained her glass of orange juice and poured another. "So you should be careful just in case."
"In case what?"
"In case you want to have more children."
"I'm 40, Sarah. I'm not about to have any more children."
"You never know," Sarah said. "Jennifer's mother is 41 and she just had a baby."
"Well, I'm not going to have any more babies."
"Okay, fine. I just thought you should know."
"Thanks for the warning. Do you want scrambled eggs or fried?"
"Fried, so the yolks don't run."
"Hand me the frying pan, would you?"
Bibi said, putting up the kettle. "Do you remember your first day of junior high, Mom?" Sarah asked.
"Yes. I was so scared I couldn't eat a bite of breakfast, and my mother made me carry a buttered roll in my book bag. I flushed it down the toilet in the girls' room."
Sarah laughed. "I'm not that scared. Besides, all my friends from Mapleton will be with me, and Jennifer's in my homeroom."
"You're braver than I was."
After breakfast, Bibi brushed Sarah's hair, which was thick and honey-colored, like Andrew's.
"A braid or a ponytail?"
Bibi asked.
"A braid,"
Sarah said.